Questlove Supreme is a production of iHeartRadio.
What's good, y'all? This is Quarantine Quest, and as you know, we're all trying to figure out this new normal. Much like the most of you, we're working from our homes. So this is kind of a disclaimer. The sound quality isn't up to usual Questlove Supreme standards. Just bear with us while we work it out. We still hope that you enjoy our talk with Ilana Glazer and see how she's dealing with these uncertain times. It's kind of hilarious. So this is the new Questlove Supreme.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Quarantine Quest, broadcasting live from the kibbutz, upstate New York, welcoming you to another Questlove Supreme live edition. We got a good show. This is Fontigolo. What's up, bro?
What up, what up, what up?
And Unpaid Bill, hello?
I'm here.
And Zachary and Steve. Sugar Steve, what's up? Stevie is Steve.
Zachary Steve. Stevie is Steve.
And Lightyear, hello?
Hello, hello, hello.
My hat is also here, Unpaid Bill, so.
Where are the wild things, Amir?
You've been waiting to get that. He was waiting to get that punchline off. You bastard, you. Anyway, just want to say that our special guest today, the brilliant former, formerly known half of the dynamic Broad City duo, not to mention fresh off of her Amazon comedy special, The Planet is Burning, which is weird because it might not be.
It actually is.
Or for the first time.
We want to welcome Ilana Glazer to QLS Live Edition.
Hey, y'all. What up, what up? Thank you for having me. Nice meeting y'all.
Like, our arms are moving, but nobody's out here. No applauding. Like,
yeah.
I went to the, Steve, I went to the city for the first time yesterday to go to my apartment. And it was 7 o'clock. Oh. And so I participated in the noise making.
The clapping for the people, for the service workers and everything.
Yeah.
The clap is sick. It's actually,
everyone,
I like to set myself
to
up with like chips for this. I hope that's.
Oh, we hear you.
Yeah, I'd totally love fine. You do. I saw you be like, oh, you like Kramer backed off it when I like cheated.
Yeah, because I was like.
Not at all. We're snacking as well.
No, I was wondering what the flavor was.
Hey, still pickle chips.
I have a question. Who of us is quarantining with more than three people?
Nah. No. What's a people?
Wait, Bill, how many people are you quarantining with?
Me? One.
Yes.
Besides myself?
You're alone?
I'm with my girlfriend.
Oh, you're not even living with Freakin' Freck?
No, Freakin' Freck are with their mother, Head Freck.
Oh,
I don't mean it like that. She's great. No.
You can't take that back, bro.
Oh. Okay. What did she do to you, dude?
I hope she's watching. Nothing. She's fantastic. I like that when you're doing this over munchies. They're like, pickle chip.
I know. I'm like, can somebody else eat? I'm like,
okay, cool.
Also, I don't know why I assumed snacks were.
No, they are.
No, they are totally. No. Literally, no, speaking of snacks,
Bill's not here. I allow snacking.
Okay. My Zanku chicken tartar right here. Let's go.
Yeah, speaking of snacks, the one you got to get up on is these right here. These Trader Joe's chips right here.
Oh. Corn chips.
Why are they on
crack cocaine, nigga? Let me tell you something. What?
No. Trader Joe's hour.
These still pickle chips.
I did not know that Trader Joe's was like that, yo.
Trader Joe's like has for real. Trader Joe's has a russet potato kettle potato chip.
I've had it. It's amazing.
Right before we
did you say that the flavor was?
It's rusted potato.
Kettle. It tastes like a kettle.
We got it.
Oh,
you know everything is better if it's kettle.
Do you guys know? Sorry. I'm like, I guess like it's like hard. Social graces resume. You guys know everything but the bagel from Trader Joe's?
Oh, I haven't used it yet. I got the umami. Not the umami. It's two new. It's like three new seasonings at Trader Joe's.
Oh, really? I know the everything bagel one, and I just lick my hand, put a little.
Is it really that good?
Everything hand.
It is so fucking good. I saw an empty bottle on the sidewalk the other day, and I was like, if that weren't empty, I like would potentially still. Like,
sniff it. So to just Model dust.
It's come to that.
It is dust. Incredible. That's a game changer. Everything but the bagel.
Love it.
Really?
I'm just going to say Trader Joe's, it really is the best thing ever outside of them not being located in any hood in any city. But outside of that, they are amazing.
Yeah.
Well, okay, I was asking the number count of people sharing space quarantining, because now I know. When I was younger, my dad was notorious for, he was one of them dads that would mark the juice bottle with a Sharpie. And in other words,
like, don't drink my juice. Like, this is my shit. Don't touch it.
Oh, shit. How many people with you?
Oh, we seen them on the video. Are you sure?
What?
You're eating a sandwich?
Depending on what night. I'm sorry. Yes, it's chicken tartar. I was saying, but
wait, are we eating in protest of Bill not doing protest of Boss Bill?
No, I'm eating because Alana eating. It's the yes, yeah, eat.
Thank you.
So Alana's giving us permission to snack.
Wait, no, Amir, I have a question. Would your dad write dad or his first name?
No, he would just mark the apple juice bottle where it was last, where he last left it.
Oh, wow.
He was super petty. God.
He was super petty.
Right. Oh, wow. And then,
that's an assumed, like, it's dad's. This is like the level checking on the kids.
No, we just had issues. We had issues about the juice level. Like in a black household, juice is like,
right.
That's currency.
Juice is
like, I can have all the water I want as long as I fill the water bottle back up, you know, by the time it gets to the bottom. But
juice, you got to go to the stove. Oh,
yeah.
You can't house juice. I don't think I was housing juice. And he would also house his Entenmann pecan pie. You know, the Entenmann pecan cakes.
Yeah.
The long job.
Yeah, he was petty with that. But I'm only asking
so because
now that I'm sharing space and I'm like looking forward to like my snack, and then
somebody done got you.
It's
now you're like, I might be a little petty myself.
What was it, Amir? What was it? Please tell me. What was the snack, please?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's just like it's community here. So
this I'm is trying safe to be. Space.
Wait, have you noticed? I'm like looking this direction.
You right there?
Hey, you ain't locked in a cult, are you, Amir? I just watched Rico, dude. I'm wondering.
In my head, there's 10 people to his left watching him right now. Just what the fuck are you talking about? What the fuck?
Nah, you know what? We're 8 deep. We're 8 deep.
Wow.
And no, but I mean, it's a large space too. So, but I'm mostly, no, I'm in a guest.
That's house. A lot of trust. That's a lot of trust.
Well, I mean, the thing is that one, like, we're the only people here. And so, you know, I can go outside, you know, visit the apple orchard or, you know, whatever. And I'm in someone's guest house. So, I mean, but wait, Talia, why are you acting like networking isn't a part of life?
Networking?
The orchard this time of year, Amir.
Networking isn't part of life.
Network, it
like,
is.
In your line of business, yes, you've been a professional. Don't act like you're just some intern off the street. Like, you connect with people and you
hang out at their orchard.
So when shit hits the fan, I know.
I got you. Oh yeah, you know what, Amir? That's networking on a different level, though. Like having infinite ability to stay at a state orchard. That's not.
That's
amazing.
No, it's not. I don't think you have to be in a privileged position to
no, I didn't say that.
Get those favors.
I just said you're a really good person.
No, I'm not.
He doesn't know when I'm being serious. I don't, guys.
None of us do.
Send me apples, Amir.
Yeah, I need a peck. Like,
are you making applesauce like Baby Boom?
Yeah,
oh my God, I just watched that shit. Yes.
There's
business. She brought back to the big city.
Yes. Yeah,
there's enough eggs and enough applesauce.
Do you feel like
the chickens?
I have a couple friends upstate. Do you feel like extra isolated in your quarantine? Or are you like, get me the fuck away? Dude,
nah, I can't wait. Like this. All right. So I drove.
Knowing what? To come back?
I left my apartment. Like at 4 in the morning, driving back. And, you know, normally I would say the first time I came up to Westchester, like I was making fun of people because my whole joint was like, I can't go nowhere where there's not a 24-hour pharmacy nearby or just something.
Yeah.
Corner store.
And I would make fun of all our upstate property. No. I'm like, whatever. But no, when I drove here today, I was relieved to get here.
Yeah.
Like, I think I'm done with cramped living and just, I mean, the city is...
Yeah, I read an article. Someone made wrote an article the other day. They were talking about how post-COVID, they think that New York is going to be a much younger city.
Oh.
Because older, you know, cat, like, just what you were saying, like, they're not going with that.
Everyone's leaving. Like, in my apartment building right now, 70% of all the residents have left.
We're good?
Damn, like, so
that remains in the air. And you know, with my joint, my lease coming up, I might be joining them. Like, I've already looked at like 4 cribs up here already.
Upstate or Amir, we'll be neighbors, and that's ridiculous. I love that.
Wait, you're up here now?
I live in Westchester too, but not. I mean, Westchester's a larger.
Can you name your borough? Rep your borough. What part?
Broughton on Hudson, which sounds like Hudson, but it's not. It's on
Hudson.
I got my eyes on Brewster. Brewster is like that's the Williamsburg. I'm hearing that's the Williamsburg of Westchester.
Beacon. That's another place that I could see that. I think you'd like it there.
Alana, where are you?
Beacon.
I'm in Brooklyn, but I'm also like, I'm too old to do this. I learned. And I'm like 33. And I'm like, oh, 33.
Girl.
That's when Jesus returned, and that's when Alana left. I'm too fucking I'm comfortable here. My partner and I are here, and we're like, we've just been driving up to Bear Mountain every fucking weekend, and we're like, ugh. We're like, it's just like I gotta get the fuck out of here. Event like I it just is. Part of me is like, it's like sweet here, and everybody's like, hey, hi. There's this like tenderness, this like New York City tenderness, but yeah, I think like it's. I feel like 30 plus, 35 plus is just changing the way we thought we were gonna.
I need space. I need air.
Yo, if
quietness.
The
I never
over 35 year olds leave Brooklyn. That's gonna be like, whoa! Like that it's changes like, the scope of everything.
It's like sleepaway camp. I'm like, oh yeah, New York is like sleepaway camp, and I'm exhausted. Like the end of the summer.
Well, a lot of people don't know about sleepaway camp. I assume that you went to sleepaway camp.
I didn't. I was a little nerd who would like do, you know, like day camp. And also I did this like, I did like teen tours one summer or two, but I was like, went home on the weekends to be close to my parents.
Sleepaway camp kids. What's a teen like, tour?
It's like, you go to like, we went to like Virginia Beach and like Maine. You take like, you know, trips or whatever, but it's not like, I don't know. It's not like.
Like bus trips, but like bus with trips. Certain groups.
Exactly.
We did that.
Yeah.
We did
that. Yeah. So I did that. Sleepaway camp was like for kids who were ready to start like sexually experimenting. And I was like, I'm going to just fail at that for a while first. Like, you know, sleepaway camp, people fuck.
And did y'all not see that horror movie from the late 80s?
No, what?
Oh, I've seen this.
I remember seeing it, but I don't think I was.
I don't want to say I've seen it because I'll admit what my age was.
So Sleepaway Camp was a camp designed for teens that were beginning to be sexually active, or were they trying to keep y'all?
Hold on a second.
No, I'm like, that was
Steve want to add in. Steve rarely interjects. Hit it, Steve.
I went to summer sleepaway camp for 9 summers. I didn't get laid once. Okay, so I don't know what the heck she's talking about.
Okay, I'm about realizing.
I know that I've paid for at least 10 people to sleepaway camp. So
wait, Bill said he got his though, right?
No. I never got laid at sleepaway camp. I later went back and was a counselor at a sleepaway camp where everybody fucked all the time, and that is
yo.
I was going to say, please don't finish that story.
yo, did y'all see the preview for the new show on Bravo that's all about like adult like sleepaway camps? Have y'all seen this? This is like a thing.
No. What's
oh my god,
that?
It looks so fun. So there are like these places out in the country where like white. Excuse me.
Adult. Yeah. Wait, Alana, weren't you at the wedding with me when we did that? David Crosses and Amber Tamblyn, weren't you there?
No, I was not.
Okay, they did it, what you're describing. Like, good. I'm sorry for interjecting.
No. I don't. But they do. So it's just grown ups doing like all of the kind of grown up version of the kid games, and people, you know, you stay there for like a week or so or whatever, and and you just go buck wild. It looks so fun.
All right, cool. So when David and Amber got married, they did it like a sleepaway camp. Only problem was it was October, so it was freezing. It was freezing, but like that weekend, you did 12-year-old shit, like the potato sack race and the zip line thing and all that stuff. But for a weekend,
cool white people shit.
You know,
I said cool white people shit, Bill.
Potato sacks are cool white people.
No, like summer camps. Like as you see, who's asking the questions about sleepaway camp? We don't really know because it's not something that we did. So
yeah, you're talking about like the other camp and all that stuff. Camp, like potato sack, existential freedom fun or whatever.
I said potato sack race, as in I was trying to think of like something that's campy for a 12-year-old, but you know, I mean, there were.
I don't know if there has to be. Like, I went to a wedding that was like that. These two dudes who got married, and it was a sleepaway camp like that for like a long weekend. But I'm just like not an activities person. I'm like, let's just like smoke up the edge of the lake, and like people can hook up and whatever. But like, why do I have to like hold on a rope? You know what I mean? Like, and swing or whatever.
So we would smoke and then we roast like marshmallows a lot? Like,
yeah, that's my shit.
Yeah. I'm shocked. I'm shocked that you're slackerish. I would have figured that you were like all for the adventure.
No, it's more like, let's like talk about, you know what I mean? It's like, it's not like the physical, you know.
I'm with you.
Okay, so no zip line.
It's this.
I feel you.
It's this.
I don't know. With my idea of Corona body around the corner, I'm down to like... Dude, it's getting scary.
How far are you away from your Corona body? How many like, pounds it. Is it?
Dog, it's getting scary, dude. This is day 40. This is day 39. I think I've taken off like 21 pounds.
I love it.
Wow.
That's this time I'm not trying, which is scaring the shit out of me. So
it's probably a
like the last time I did this, I was like day 46. Day 47.
We were there. Wow. Remember.
You know, we like there. I'm wearing D Nice gear now. Like normally I have to wear my like make my own clothes and all that stuff.
Is it more about food or exercise?
Food. I think it's 80% food, 20% exercise. Right now, okay. So the greatest thing I've discovered besides Trader Joe's, there's a woman who is starting a company. I've been begging for carbless bread for the longest.
Carbless bread.
Yeah, he's been talking about this. He said
the gods have heard my cry. Yeah. Matter of fact, hang on a second.
Is she there? She's there.
He's going to go get the bread.
Yeah, is that a waist trainer?
Girl, I just got it in the mail yesterday. Might as well.
I was like zooming in and out of a Kardashian. I was like, I want a fucking waist trainer.
It works. I've tried it before. Just know that.
Damn.
Like, do they really work though? I mean, do they really work?
Are they safe? I don't know what you're talking about safe, but they work. Yeah.
Do your ear match your ring, matches your artwork, matches your corset? What's that?
So this is carbless cornbread.
Ooh.
Wow.
So the woman that makes it, hang on a second. Grace.
Oh, do we get a feature? Because I thought we only get it for story time. I'm so down for this.
No, no. Who makes these?
Lynn's treats.
Okay, off camera. Can you tell her how? No. You can say it. All right, hang on one second.
Hey, Grace.
What up, Grace? Everyone saying hello to you. Hello. Do you mind saying hi to 4 billion people right now?
Just real quick.
You look good, man. You cool. We're hippies.
Your boyfriend looks like Max from Where to Watch.
Okay, she's saying hello. Can you explain the genesis of?
Lynn has she has actual celiac, not like celiac. And so she tried every kind of gluten-free bread and they were all making her actual sick, like hospital sick. So she took 2 years to figure out how to create a concoction and she makes a seed flour. So it's literally all seeds. It's not vegan because it has egg, but it is completely gluten-free.
Wow.
And it's good. What is the information?
Yeah, what's the name of it?
Sure. Perfect. Everything. She's got to order a thing.
You What's the name? Do
bake Amir? Done, or you could do the mixes and make them yourself.
What's her name?
Lynn. She just says Lynn's.
Oh, okay. No, that's not the bag, is it?
Request.
I love okay. a mix.
So like, what, yeah, I'm eating all the information. So she makes bagels. She makes cornbread. She makes cookies.
Had me at bagels.
Damn. She makes. This is her.
Ooh,
Lynn's life.
Life. Oh my
love.
God.
Like she literally made this in her kitchen.
Damn,
yeah, next to Impossible Burger, this is like the greatest life-saving discovery ever. So,
oh yeah, it's easy. She got just lynnslife.com. Okay,
dope.
Is there a website or?
Yeah.
Oh, look at those fucking bagels. What?
I will give it to you right now.
Hey, Amir.
But yeah, she sends bagels. She makes muffins. She makes donuts. Again. She makes. I know we're trying to.
Oh, and it's a good price point too.
Where is it? Okay.
It's just as expensive as a five.
Oh, it's www.lynns.life. LIFE.
Okay. Backslash.
Oh, shit. Thank I love that life. Grace. Wow.
Who needs calm?
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a big part of it. So, to eat, because the thing is, like, I can consume anything as long as it's under 13 carbs. Like zero sugar. Now, the thing is that, yes, if you are eating a cheesesteak the night before and you eat this, then you're like, whatever. But my system, my sugar level is so low right now that this shit tastes like, this is a second way from like grandma's cornbread.
Wow.
Like you still have to know how to make good cornbread.
I'm so jealous of you. Sugar is the hardest addiction to like.
Yeah.
The hardest.
Tell me about
it. I'm fighting it every day.
So
I'm like indulging in bread. Like normally I'm like, you know, you're like out of the fucking house so much that I have like a system of how I like operate or whatever, like a crazy person bringing like carrying like a disgusting smoothie container for 12 hours after I step, you know what I mean? It's like, what the fuck kind of life am I living?
Well, so what's your daily ritual?
You bake your own bread.
Now?
What's the typical day? What time do you get up?
Typical pre-COVID times or during COVID?
No,
times?
Now.
Now?
In the time of the Rona.
In time of the Rona, I'm getting up at like 9 and I start work around 11. And I work from 11 to 7 or 8.
Let me just ask. When you open your eyes at 9, how long is it before you realize what you've woken up into, i.e. the temptation to not look at the news or the phone to see, like, is this the day that we have a cure? Is this the, you know?
I have been, like, totally avoiding the news almost completely. If I do listen, it's like Democracy Now. You know Democracy Now? I'll listen to that maybe once a week, once or twice a week. Right. But I'm just like, the New York Times is like, oh, Corona charts. We have another chart. It's like, they're just like loving this shit. You know what I mean? It's like, it's not like new information or whatever. I'm not watching Cuomo. I'm like, great. I'm so glad he's like being a human being or whatever, but I'm not, I can't even indulge in the change. So I try to do some sort of workout.
How do you prepare for this though, as a writer? Like, how do you feel about this the industry?
Or yeah, your creativity. How do you?
I had too much fucking shit going on. And I'm like, how did I, at first I was like so angry at myself. I was like, why did I think I could live 3 lives in 1 body? I was so harsh to myself where I was like, you stupid bitch, you thought you could live 3. I was like so mean about it. And it's like, yeah, I don't know. That's what the world was. But now, and so I had like development stuff that I'm working on, like my own writing and then, you know, raising up young writers projects. I was doing stand up and I was doing like production services, this company that I'm building, Star Picks. And production services, it's like, who the fuck knows? Stand up, I'm like, I'm not gathering people together till there's a vaccine. And now with writing, I'm like, yeah, bitch, focus and just be. And I got enough going on that I'm like, and I'm not like, I'm like a busybody. So it's like, I think I just like stay busy and then the creativity kind of comes as it comes. And I do take like at night, I'm like, no emails on weekends, no emails, just like get the fuck away. It's hard on like Sunday. I'm sometimes like, maybe I will catch up, but it's like, no, just stay away. That work is there all the fucking time. You know, it's like available there.
Let me so ask,
yeah.
What do you, because even now, like I'll stay busy, but I still find myself like avoiding certain things that I should be doing. Like, what do you, creative wise, what do you keep putting off?
You mean like your screenplay type of thing?
Exactly.
You know, that I have this thing where it's like, I have this essay I want to write about how COVID is not the great equalizer. That I just can't write. People are like, oh, we're equal. It's like, no, COVID's exposing how poor people are poor and rich people are rich. It's not the equalizer. It's the like system revealer. I've just been wanting to write this essay and I'm like, I don't know myself as an essay writer yet, but scripts, I'm like really sort of, and like outlines and shit and pitches are like coming to me. But this essay writing vibe, I'm just like, I guess, cause I don't read essays and I like barely read. So
has there been any thought or temptation to resurrect half a project with abs via Zoom? Because the thing is that even when I watched the show, a lot of your extras were you two communicating via Skype or whatever the technology was in 2011, 2012.
Right.
So it's almost like Broad City was created for Zoom culture years before. Now we live by Zoom.
Mm.
Like, yeah. I wasn't doing this 4 weeks ago.
I'm a big FaceTimer. You know, I love to FaceTime. So I'm glad that I like was on that tip before it was forced upon me. Right. But like Abby and I actually have shit going. So I'm like, okay, we're already doing the things we have. We're like, oh my God, thank you, Jesus, that we have had an animated pilot going. Mm-hmm. So we're like working on that. And we have a couple scripted like live action stuff that we've been just like raising and raising and raising.
You don't, do you at least warn before? The thing that I don't like about where we live now is the amount of people that FaceTime you without warning you that they're FaceTiming you.
Oh my God.
Aggressive.
I'm not used to that shit.
No, no.
Yeah, they're treating like the FaceTime like it's the new phone
like it's a phone call. It's
because we're all dusty. We're all dusty.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't even call someone. I always pre-text. Yeah.
I need always a text pre-text. First.
Yeah, even a phone call. I'm just like, phone call? But is it the 90s? Like, it's just too real. Everybody's like in their own world and like on the phone. I always pre-text before any. You can't, I mean, like that's aggressive. FaceTime, straight up FaceTime. And if I FaceTime someone and they don't pick up, I apologize and say, I know that was aggressive.
Nah.
Post-Rona. Not post-Rona. You can FaceTime.
Okay. Straight there, up there's FaceTime.
There's a 646 person in that like will FaceTime me 5 times in a row. And then like I'll, you know, when you do the, you ever do the text thing where you just do the, sort of the bunch of exclamation prompt, points with the one that question is, mark, yeah, yeah. Who this? Like, and they never identify themselves.
You don't know who it is?
Yo, I got an idea for a song. I know who. All right, so there's an industry veteran. There's an industry veteran that I.
Oh my God, I love that sigh. I love that sigh.
Trivia. It's like trivia.
I'm going to put this down. No, he's an industry veteran. And I believe that his goal is to get a prominent singer, piano playing father that was just recently on our show, a song right now. And wants me to be the bridge that leads to it. But like,
I know who that is. I was like,
call six times, FaceTime me six times in a row type people.
Like, you're not, I'm not leaning into this 5 times in a row FaceTime to help you bridge the success of, you know what I mean? What?
But he's like 68.
All right.
He's 68, so you don't know.
oh, this is somebody else. Yo, Amir, you must be getting a lot of those because somebody else hit me up. Like, I got a song. You think that? Okay, never mind.
Amir. Yeah, it's happening a lot.
Do you guys find like you're living in your truth it's more happening. Because shit is so blank where it's like, you know, like you're like, I'm not fucking answering this. Absolutely. Or if you do, you're like, I'm not doing your father musician. You know what I mean? Whatever the fuck the thing is.
I'll go further with now. I just have to bluntly tell them that like I'm not in that space. Like this whole, tell me what you think. I'm working on the song. Or, you know, I'm doing this, COVID, benefit thing. I want you to, they're trying to do like a Philly, We Are the World thing. It's like we're hauling notes for you, Way.
Cool. Wait, that you should do.
No.
No, it's like it's the weirdest lineup. It's like it's like John Oates, Freeway.
John Oates?
I mean that alone.
Yeah, Kurt Vile.
We are the world. We are the cheesesteak. Todd Rundgren. Like it's a weird one of the guys from Cinderella. Like
no
anybody.
Wow. they're Philly. They were Philly.
Yeah, Cinderella's from Philly.
Wow.
You know. Oh, who wrote Time After Time, Steve? But from the group.
And the we Hooters.
Yeah, the Hooters. Like yeah, they're trying to organize this We Are the Philly, like Philly Forever type thing. And
I'm digging that part of it.
I feel bad.
At least that like black and white truth part of it.
No, I mean, I'm doing enough fundraising. I'm just, you know, I don't know.
Are you watching a lot of like shows on IG and stuff?
On Instagram, not quite.
Or YouTube or Twitch?
I don't consume much normally. So I'm like just watching the fucking Sopranos for the first time. Like I never saw. Yeah. And I'm like, can you believe the violence?
Speaking of which, Zoe just says hello to you.
Oh,
Zoe hello? Kravitz.
To me?
She said hello to you.
And I'm like,
Zoe's a Sopranos head.
She's obsessed.
Oh. Yeah, I've never watched Sopranos either. I've never watched this.
Fonte.
Fonte. It's something new with you.
Are you proud of this hill you just landed on?
I'm not really proud of Alana, it. I just stand on it. It's like, I don't care.
Alani,
because we were talking about it on Twitter the other day, and I was telling people like, "Yo, Sopranos gets all the love, but it was really Oz that really did it in terms of
what we now
know as peak TV. Oz was the game changer. You know what I'm saying? So by the time Sopranos came around, I was like, I don't care about this shit. I just saw motherfuckers get killed in jail.
You know what? You ain't even watch Game of Thrones. You're just not an HBO head. Did you stop?
No, that's not true. I'm an HBO head. I've been watching.
You don't watch Game of Thrones?
Murder joint.
I don't watch that shit.
Boardwalk Empire.
To tell you the truth,
I did watch Boardwalk Empire. I did like Boardwalk Empire. Yeah, I'm watching that. That shit is rough. This is rough. It's
you watched The Wire too, right?
Hell yeah, come on.
Okay, so only the black. You gotta have black. I see.
You gotta have Michael in it. Michael has to be in it.
Because I watched 6 Feet Under. That was very white.
Okay, that was brilliant.
I'm just not like fantasy or like like Game of Thrones. It was just white people with black brains. I just
Khaleesi. It's like you mean Khaleesi? Is that who you mean?
Nah, I wasn't into that. And then Sopranos was just like, I had seen every gangster movie, so Goodfellas, Casino. Like I just, by the time they got to Sopranos,
I'll say this much, Fonte. Okay, the thing is that because Sopranos came so close to the edge of where the new technology comes in. Mm-hmm. Part of my fear is that if I rewatch The Sopranos,
it won't be.
It's just that, it was before the age of the developed cell phones, before the age of.
Yeah.
Like, there's an episode where, like, a new Starbucks opens across the street and they're trying to figure out should they shake them down, only to realize that, like, oh, that's not a mom and pop operation. Like, we can't.
Yeah, that's a multi corporation.
Right. And that they're the new dinosaurs. It's very Pelly jacket.
No, and you know what? It's interesting you say that because the parts of The Wire are like that too. And I still think The Wire is like one of the like the greatest show, but technology, some of that stuff, it didn't really hold up.
Well, yeah, because it could be fixed now. Like if you could send a photo or if you could. But I still say that in my top three, Sopranos is still number two.
Is that HBO shows? Is that what you're doing?
I ride for The Wire, Sopranos, and Breaking Bad. That's my top three.
Okay.
Oh, and like, that's
deep. Yeah, I know. I mean, that's
you
fair.
Gotta.
That's fair.
I mean, you know, you gotta. You gotta at least watch why James Gandolfini.
But I'm just like, when the fuck do you, in particular, Amir, watch it all night? I'm like, aren't you so fucking busy and like creating shit all the time? Like, when do people watch it? It blows my mind.
Well, I think
we got time now.
Well,
no, because I think people think like you have to stop and go to a television. Like this morning while I was making breakfast, I watched three episodes of Key and Peele. Like I'm trying to recap on that to see if it still holds
up. But that's a show. I think that's a show. I think there needs to be a list on Netflix or streaming services, wherever, of shows that you can watch while doing other shit. Right. You know what I mean? That needs to be a subgenre of like shows you can tweet.
Love.
Because there's certain shows you gotta
pay attention to.
And then it's some shit you really got to watch.
Yo, you are right about that. So I use Key and Peele. I use Key and Peele as my occasional background join, but can look and still not miss a thing or
you're not missing shit.
Like Family
It's like
guy.
A Tyler Perry movie. Like you can walk into a Tyler Perry movie.
You know the score.
You know exactly what's happening.
You read the script already. Yeah.
You know what it is.
So wait, no. Speaking of which, yo, man, I got caught in the web, man. I got caught in the trap.
Black as fuck?
No. Okay. I watched one. All right. So you remember when they were coming at Tyler for being the
was that his BET Plus show?
His show Sisters?
Sisters?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. All right. So look. No. Here's the thing. It was curious. This is literally curiosity killed the quest. Because I Tarantino'd it and came in at backwards. When All Black Twitter tried to cancel Tyler for not hiring a staff and he wrote everything himself. Then I was like, all right, let me see one episode. And then next thing I knew, like I watched nine episodes. It's almost like the Kardashians, like one of them shows where you'll never publicly say you watched it, you on, but just one episode came on and the other episode came on. And I knew it was bad because when like Gracie walked in the room, then it changed. It was like electric blue status on Playboy when you like 12 years old. Like,
gotta go to last. Gotta last. Oh no, nah, baby! I was watching History Channel.
So wait, Tyler wrote it all himself.
Yeah,
yes,
and you
girl,
could tell.
It's called Sisters. It's about a group of women, honey. It's about a group of women.
And they're like Kardashian level.
P.S. P.S. I just wanted to add a show to your background show thing.
I heard that's
Little
funny.
Diggy Show, Dave.
Yo, that
I've been
is funny.
About it, but I just can't. I'm like,
it's funny.
Is it good? Is it good?
It's funny. Okay. Yes.
Yes.
That was the last thing we were watching at Fallon before. Like Tariq was like, we all got to watch this, and we saw an episode. And it's actually funny. Yeah. Little Diggy from Philly.
You
so
know,
I,
like
I'm
I like
I'll give it a
I really haven't watched a lot of TV or been a consumer really for like I don't know, just not my whatever. You know what I used to watch when cable was still a thing? Fucking QVC and HSN. That's what I'd email and tweet through. The most, like, the deepest character studies, wow. The saddest, like, just, like, such high-functioning addiction issue. Like, and the background, the way the background information slips in is fucking a genius character study. I'm trash. I'm from Long Island. I'm trash.
That's Chris.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I think like everything was like building up to Broad City. And then I'm like, well, I've seen Broad City. Have you seen Broad City? And you know, it's like, I'm just, I don't know. And now I'm like, okay, I take stock of the industry a little bit. And also like, we're all on our fucking asses all the time. So it's like, it's time, but yeah, I don't know. It's
that baffles me. Every creative I know, they never, like, they create, but they never like indulge into the drug that.
And it's like I did when I was a kid. You know, like I used to watch like yeah a lot of TV as a kid, but then once I was like off, I was like, okay, time to like output.
I just thought there's some Brooklyn shit. Bill, well, not that you would watch Sesame Street, and you often make fun of me for watching Sesame Street.
I don't. Dude, Sesame Street rules.
Alana was on Sesame Street. She is on Sesame Street. Alana,
I like Noodle. Do you have a kid?
I have two, but I work. I'm the music director of Sesame Street.
He's the Joe Raposo of Sesame Street.
So you were on.
It
was great.
He's the reason why you're on Sesame Street.
Oh, sick. It is my joy.
It's great.
Playing Ms. Noodle.
Ms. Noodle. New and improved, 2.0, for real.
Oh, I love it.
I don't.
It's so weird to have a like 3-year-old audience.
Yeah,
it's fucking
and
cool.
A 50-year-old.
Yeah.
And a 50-year-old audience. It's fans. It's nuts. Yeah. That's cool.
Is Noodle yeah. The newer character? Is that? I'm sorry, y'all know how to.
There's like Mr. Noodle, and he's like a clown, and then he has brothers and sisters because he's doing other stuff.
I thought it was literally like a talking gig. Noodle.
No, it's Bill Irwin.
Yeah, it's a clown. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Cool.
And then, like, people like Sarah Jones was Ms. Noodle for a while, his sister. Debbie Diggs was Mr. Noodle, his brother.
For a minute. Yeah.
Kristen Chenoweth. Yeah, yeah.
And now, Alana.
Yeah. All right. So,
Amir needs a
kid. Let me be gentrification noodle. Can I?
Yeah. Brooklyn Noodle. I have, like, a semi mom and pop coffee shop, whatever. My blue bottle iced coffee. So you watch Sesame Street?
No, I remember it well. I don't actively watch it now. Nice save, Thompson. Nice save.
Wow.
The old ones are fucking sick, like legit ass television. You know, the 70s and 80s ones. I like watch those clips sometimes.
You know what I just learned, Bill? I don't know if I told you this. So the movie I'm working on, about the Harlem Cultural Festival.
Mm-hmm.
The last day, the last week of that concert, the Harlem Cultural Festival is essentially, and I'm not calling it Black Woodstock.
But you just did.
You know, people often describe Woodstock. It as Black Woodstock because it happened at the same time that Woodstock happened, but just for Black people. But what I discovered was the reason why the very last week of the cultural festival wasn't taped was because the camera crew had to set up and work for a news show shot in Brooklyn called Sesame Street.
Oh, that's wild.
And on the pilot episode was Luther Vandross and Fonzie Thornton.
Wow.
Under yeah, so if you
that's
Google
so
the name of their band was called Listen My Brother. So it's like one member of Chic, Luther, Fonzie Thornton, and they're doing this thing like count to 20. If you look up the name of their group was called Listen My Brother. Mm. And
and they're on the
it's the pilot episode.
That's fucking sick.
It's the pilot episode. Yeah. But yeah, they performed at the Cultural Festival, and that's the one thing I'm mad that I have no Luther Vandross at 19.
Wow.
That's a member of Chic before Chic.
Oh, it just popped up.
And that's when Niall was playing in the Sesame Band. So that's
right, exactly.
Chic.
Wow.
Yeah, Niall. Well, now I don't think Niall's in that first clip, but he joined in 71.
Right.
So that's how that whole New York crew of like Lisa Fisher.
Yeah.
How young he is. Oh my God. Aww.
Yeah, that's him at 19.
Wow.
This was funky.
He was at 19. He looked like he just worked a full shift at a. Like they just don't make Black people like that no more.
They just don't. He's still flicking his hip. He's sitting.
They don't make us like that no more, dude. Like you look at pictures of Otis Redding. Like it was like when I watched the. It was like an Otis Redding died at 26. I was like, this nigga was 26.
No, he
looked like he was like 40 something.
Yeah, I can't make Otis Redding in his 20s at all. 27. Yeah.
Right. Complete yeah, ass. Person.
Anyway, I gotta wrap up because I have another job to do. But
about to do.
Chicken eggs.
I have people to play music for.
What's the thing you're going into for the weekend? What are you doing Saturday? You know what you're doing Saturday or tomorrow already?
You know, I'm one of those people. You're being facetious right now, aren't you?
No, I'm doing that because I'm acting like, you know.
I'm really bad at this. It's Friday. I know I'm doing Oprah's thing. So Oprah's doing
Tyler Perry and Oprah in the same fucking episode. Yeah.
Oprah's doing this like 24 hours fundraising. I guess she's like, you know, Jerry Lewis, like raising money for 24 hours. So I believe that I'm DJing on Oprah's virtual fundraiser thing for it's an odd amount of time. Like I'm DJing for 27 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Who's the person that counts the seconds? Like 26 minutes.
But I have to ask a question though. I mean, with the whole celebrity fundraising thing, I mean, is it a little kind of a paradox? Because it's like, okay, you're a rich celebrity. And I'm not saying you in particular, Amir. I'm just saying
I'm definitely not rich. Like, I'm just connected.
Yeah, no, absolutely. But it's like, okay, if you're a rich celebrity and you're asking people to donate to the crisis, nigga, we are the crisis. You know what I'm saying? Like, so you're asking us to donate to the crisis so then y'all can give that money back to us?
I was just asked for like a Peacock NBC's digital thing. And I was like, NBC is asking for human beings. Right. But the thing is, they're matching. So I was like, okay, that makes sense.
Okay.
Levels, Fonte. But it's levels because that stuff ain't for you though. Because you ain't supposed to go to it. Like it's for the food banks and stuff. I hope that you ain't going to the food banks and getting you some food because
Westlove Supreme doesn't pay me, so I have to.
Don't get grabbed.
But I hear that. I fucking hear that shit.
Yeah, yeah,
but shout out to D Nice who got a different cause.
It's like do a billionaire's fundraiser. You know what I mean? Like New York. Like, can the billionaire? We have like so many billionaires. Can they help? At least make voting by mail happen.
I'm about to say, I need them to work on it.
Can they buy stamps? Lucy was up with Wisconsin with that. Yeah, voting by mail in Wisconsin. That's going to be very.
What you saying, Steve? What you
very doing? Interesting. Oh, what were you saying, Steve? Are you about to go out and applaud? Isn't it 7 o'clock?
Is that 10? No. 10 minutes to 7.
I was just going to, as a billionaire, I was just going to say, cool, we're in, you know, like.
Thank you so good. Much. That's sweet.
All right. All right. Let's wrap this up. So we appreciate you. Thank you, Alana. I hope you don't go crazy in your digs right now.
Thanks for having me. Creative. How much fun. That was really helpful for my heart. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. All right. On behalf of Fontigolo, Laia, Unpaid Bill, Sugar Steve, and my hat.
You got to tell us where to get these hats. I'm tired of you.
D and Ricky, the same dude that make my heart. Oh, I'm sorry. At D and Ricky. D-E-E. Why are you smirking? Like,
because I don't know. R-I-C-K-Y? Okay. All right.
Do you not know D and Ricky, the twins that make my Lego heart?
I don't know them. And so do other people who are watching this. No, they're your friends.
Yes, D and Ricky. I'm supporting two designers. Yeah, at D and Ricky or at Ricky and D. At D E E A N D R I C K Y.
Or M-O-U-S-E.
Fonte's light switches.
Yo, before we go, quick question. Alana, so you said that you have a partner. How is quarantine affecting your marriage or relationship?
My marriage, my husband. It's actually okay. At first, I was like,
"Wait, me and Maya had the same face." Like
mine. I was seriously like, everything was just like shattered or whatever. But but then
I want you to describe everything. You describe everything with the flair of a Broadway actress.
I was like just losing my mind altogether. And I was like, we got to go. We got to get out of house. We got to go to Long Island. I got to get out. You know, I was just like so antsy in general. But, and like I was having personally like a lot of ups and downs. But he, I mean, it's like really cheesy shit. But he's really been like helping me just like be in myself. Just like, you know, we had like arguments and like worked through the shit. But we're in a place where we got like a rhythm going.
I've learned about mirroring.
It's good.
Mirroring.
Mm-mm. You got to come on.
Where when you
showing the exact same.
Yes. Ahead, when you are having a debate or a disagreement or an argument, whatever, it's more important that the person that you're having with it feels that they are heard as opposed to you being right.
Yep. Or solving it.
So I would have to repeat the words you say. Okay, I understand how you feel. You told me that this particular bread was made of seeds and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And the thing is, if you're busy, I was giving you a hypothetical. The thing is that if you're repeating and mirroring exactly what your partner says, you're not busy channeling them out to figure out what your rebuttal is.
Okay, let me say, this is one of my best friend is a psychiatrist. He was just telling me about using this tactic with his partner. And it's from this book, Getting the Love You Want. And it's that book, like that tactic is based on nonviolent communication, another book. And haven't read them, got them, but haven't read them. But
your shelf looks great, right?
Yes. Oh, I look like a fucking genius. But like, it's, I think with this quarantine, it's like, you got to sit like what Quest is describing. It's like, because you're like stuck, you got to like sit in it and like actually walk through it. But that actually hearing them before you're like, but my defense, like, it's like, there's more time than ever. So I feel like, it's a good time if you're like, have some tools, I guess. I go to a lot of therapy.
Oh, no, that was great, y'all. That was great.
I think we all do.
That helped a lot.
Anyway, y'all, on behalf of Sugar Steve, I'm Bay Bill, Laia Fonticolo, and Alana Glazier. Thank you. I appreciate it.
We'll thank you for coming through, Alana.
QLS Live.
Hi. Thanks for having me. Great meeting you guys. Yes. See you in person one day. Bye.
Bye.
All right. See y'all later.
Bye.
All right, peace.
Questlove Supreme is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.